So today is Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna. That day is celebrated every year at a different time, because it is calculated according to the position of the planets and the stars. So today, the constellation of the stars and planets is exactly the same as it was at the time of Krishna's birth. So in that way, the same atmosphere is there. Of course, not exactly, because there were some special features at the time of Krishna's appearance. One of the things was that today is the Ashtami, the eighth day of the moon. Therefore, it is known as Janma Ashtami. Janma means birth. So Krishna took his birth on this Ashtami, on this eighth day of the moon. But when Krishna appeared, that moon was a full moon. So it showed that for Krishna everything changed. When Krishna came into this world, although it was only the eighth day of the moon, it was acting for 1 week later. On the 15th day it should have been a full moon, but it was a full moon on the eighth day, to show that Krishna is fully the Supreme Lord. Krishna is not a partial incarnation of the Lord. There are many incarnations of the Lord who appear from time to time into this world, and they all carry some divine power. Some of them are incarnations that are carrying strength. Some are there to protect the earth, Bhupalana Shakti. Some are manifesting beauty. But Krishna is manifesting all opulences, because he is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So today, in that way, is the most auspicious day. It is the day that many blessings are available. So those who have come to this celebration are very fortunate, because it is not only a nice celebration. It is not only that we are here to have a good time. Oh yes, that is our plan. Our plan is to have a wonderful evening, absolutely. But more than that, also we get so many benedictions on this evening. Sometimes you see when the weather is not good and it is raining, then the people are walking around with not such happy faces, and you wonder, what is it? Is it the weather that is making them feel so burdened? No, it's not the weather. It's not the weather. It's karma. Everyone is carrying karma. Everyone is carrying a load of karma, a load of reactions to previous actions with them. But on this evening of Janmashtami, karma will dissolve. So what are the things, even if you sit here, even if you don't listen at all, even if you're just playing with your phone, even if you're sleeping, even if you're sitting outside, it doesn't matter. Karma will disappear on this evening. Always in temples, karma is disappearing, just like that. But especially on this day of Janmashtami, because there are special blessings on this day. So we are fortunate. That is one thing. That is one thing. But that means to become free from trouble. So it's good to become free from trouble. But to be free from trouble is not enough. If I ask you, how are you? And you'll say, free from trouble. That's nice. That's nice. Then I'll say, but are you happy? You say, no, I'm free from trouble. Okay, that's good. But now, that's free from the negative. I don't have a toothache. Okay, that's good. I don't have a toothache. How are you? I don't have a toothache. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, no. Well, that's of course good that I don't have a toothache. It would be terrible if I'd had one. I really don't want one. But I let you know, I don't have one. No, I don't have one today. That's not good enough. Right? It's not good enough. Now, where is the positive experience? Where is the happiness? Right? So, not only are we becoming free from karma, but there's also a positive experience. There are many tastes and flavors of ecstasy. You can go to an ice cream shop and they offer you 87 flavors, but we offer more. Oh yes, 87 flavors is nothing. Nothing. Here in the Hare Krishna temple, many, many flavors. Not only flavors that touch the tongue, but flavors that touch the ears, the nose. There are so many experiences. And all of these experiences are nice. And nicer still is at the same time, it takes you also to eternal happiness. Everything that is happening has an eternal dimension. So there's no end to the fun this evening, because it has an eternal dimension. There is eternal benefit. So therefore, Janmashtami must be considered as a very important day. And you are here, where it's happening. Exciting. So let us look at something about the appearance of Krishna. Since that time, the city of Mathura had been the capital of all the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Some time ago, Vasudev, who belonged to the demigod family, or the Sura dynasty, married Devaki. After the marriage, he mounted his chariot to return home with his newly married wife, Kamsa, the son of King Ugrasena, in order to please his sister Devaki on the occasion of her marriage, took the charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. Kamsa was driving the chariot of his sister after her marriage. There were many servants also accompanying the queen, because when a lady would get married, she would go to the house of her husband, and a royal lady, so that she would not go alone, many of the girls who had accompanied her already in her father's house would also go with her. So in this way, there was a whole procession, and Kamsa was riding that chariot and other chariots behind. Devaki's father, King Devaka, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, while she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants, nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maid servants, fully decorated with ornaments. Oh, beloved son, Maharaj Pariksit, when the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, conch shells, bugles, drums, and kettle drums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an unembodied voice addressed him, a voice coming from the sky, and said, "You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you." Can you imagine the scene? Driving the chariot after the marriage, and suddenly something like that. Suddenly a voice from the sky saying that Kamsa will be killed by the child of his sister. Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he got hold of his sister's hair with his left hand, took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. Intense. The whole marriage turned into a big drama. One can just visualize it. suddenly everything changed. He's trying to kill the bride. Right? Yeah. Wanting to pacify Kamsa, who was so cruel and envious that he was shamelessly ready to kill his sister, the great soul Vasudeva, who was to be the father of Krishna, spoke to him in the following words. Vasudeva said, "My dear brother-in-law Kamsa, you are the pride of your family, the Bhoja dynasty, and great heroes praise your qualities. How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman, your own sister, especially on the occasion of her marriage?" Trying to talk some sense into his head, the animal. And he was just pure on the animalistic platform. He was no longer thinking. Human beings can think, is it right what I'm doing? There was no such thing in Kamsa. He was just spontaneously acting like an animal, brute force. So Vasudev tried to supply some reason, you know, something. Try and crank up the wheels of his brain. He said, "My dear brother-in-law," flatter him a little bit, "you are the pride of your family." Okay, that sounds good. Yes, that's me. Yes, the pride of the family. Yes, yes, the Bhoja dynasty. "And great heroes praise your qualities." Oh, are they? I didn't know. But it's not surprising. Oh, yes, great heroes praise my qualities. Oh, dear. "How could such a qualified person as you kill a woman, your own sister, especially on the occasion of a marriage?" Vasudeva was trying to get Kamsa attached to being glorified by great heroes, and then, you know, you wouldn't want to lose that good reputation, would you? No, I don't think so, actually. Okay. "Oh, great hero, one who takes birth is sure to die, for death is born with the body. One may die today or after 100 years, but death is sure for every living entity." A little philosophy, maybe. Yeah, try and now make Kamsa reflect a little bit about the meaning of life. "When the present body turns to dust and is again reduced to 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body." Srila Prabhupada said that most of the time it just takes minutes before someone moves on to the womb again. Not very long. It's not that after death we are normally floating around for a long time. What was that? The wind. But there was no wind. It sounds like footsteps. No, it's just the wind. What time is it? Dying. Midnight. No. In most cases, it doesn't happen that way. No. In most cases, one quickly takes birth again. Only the very sinful ones, or the ones who are obsessed, they will stay. But if they're sinful, not a body, and then float around for a while. Who is there? Yes. So Kamsa was now being reminded. Yes, don't be so attached to this body. Even if you would lose this one, you get another one. So why make such a big deal about it, Kamsa? Kamsa, why are you so afraid of death? Oh, Kamsa. Tell me. Oh, Kamsa. Why are you making such a big deal? Don't you know it's just vasamsi janani yata vihaya? Don't you know that it's just changing dress? Isn't it that in the morning you put on clean clothes, I hope. Isn't it? You're not stepping in the same ones from yesterday, are you? But even if you do, at one point, you know, those genes, they stand up on their own. Eh? I mean, you know, and then, if you wait any longer, they may start walking as well. So, at one point, you have to put on some different clothes. That's just the nature of clothes. At one point, this body also, it cracks, it squeaks from the beginning. Even when you buy it, the body, there are already loose screws. Right? And it gets worse all the time. And you do yoga and stretch your nose with the tip of your toes and all these things, and still, right? It's not enough. Still not enough. Huh? You heard that, huh? Stretch your nose with the tip of your toe. Anyway, so somehow or other, we try to keep this body fit. Oh yes, that's very important. Health. Health is a big thing. Oh yes, we must look after our body because our body is a very precious possession. No, really. I mean, think about it. You know. And some people say you only live once. You know, then you have to do everything. Everything you can possibly dream of in one life. Yeah. Then you have to do it all in one life. Everything. Squeeze it all in, somehow or other. Yeah. Live life to the fullest. Live life, take it to the max. Take it to the max. Take it to the max. Burn the candle at both ends. No. No, it's not like that, my dear Kamsa. My dear Kamsa, don't you know that you are eternal? Oh, Kamsa, you don't know. All right, Kamsa, you may be a little attached. I know. You may be a little bit attached to the material energy. Okay. In that case, Kamsa, then whatever you remember at the time of death, that you will attain again, says Krishna in the Gita. So, then, what to do? Then you'll have to come back. But it's not so bad. You get another body, fresh, young one. You know, all these old squeaky bones, you know, that have been harassing us for too long. Right? In the morning, you sort of get out of bed and you just get it straight and move towards the shower and so on. A few cups of coffee to sort of deal with the world. One, two, I guess I'm ready now. But, I mean, it's not so easy. But then, again, a fresh body, full of energy. Look at kids, right? When I was a kid, my favorite game was take a ball, throw it on the roof of the house, which was 3 stories high, climb up on the rain pipe, get the ball, come back down, and throw it on the roof again, and climb up again. And I thought this was the greatest game on earth. Now I think it's totally crazy, but when you're a kid, you look at things in a different way. You have unlimited energy and you don't know what to do with it. That is childhood. So, life after life, we take birth again. O Kamsa, you don't know. O Kamsa, you forgot. You knew it, but you forgot. You got too busy, you got enamored by all the things you had. You had a palace. Ah. You were a king. You had a throne. Ah. You had a chariot. How many horsepower? Ah. Oh, yes. A V8. Whoa. Cool chariot, Kamsa. Yeah. Kamsa had a car. Kamsa had everything you could want, you know. He had a holiday home, Kamsa. He had lots of ladies as well. Kamsa had the good life. Kamsa forgot everything. Kamsa was thinking, this is what it's all about. There's only one problem, that I can't keep this forever. My only problem is death. Kamsa is starting again. Kamsa, you are obsessed with death. And this is what we find indeed. We find here the description of Kamsa, who is obsessed with death. Somehow or other, he is seeing the eighth son of my sister will kill me. There's a prophecy. And Kamsa was having terrible experiences. You know, when he looked at his shadow, he would see holes in his own shadow. Have you ever seen holes in your shadow? I hope not. Good, 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 good. Keep it like that. No holes in your shadow, okay? Don't see holes in your shadow. It's a bad sign. Kamsa saw holes in it. Then, Kamsa would sometimes look in a mirror and he saw himself without a head. Ooh. I mean, Kamsa had it bad, really. That never happened to me. I mean, of course, I always see the same head and it's not that good either, you know. I wish there was something else to look at. But still, you know, I mean, not looking in the mirror without a head. Can you imagine? Kamsa would sometimes dream that they would pull him in a chariot with donkeys. Not so nice, no? If you dream, you're being pulled in a chariot. I could imagine a chariot or something by beautiful horses, but donkeys? Doesn't look auspicious. Don't want dreams like that. No. So Kamsa definitely, his fear of death was so intense, it was just constantly following him. And there were bad signs, and there was just bad dreams, and even in the day, Kamsa was just thinking, the eighth son of my sister will kill me. So, meanwhile, remember, we're on the chariot after the wedding, and he grabbed his sister by the hair and was ready to cut her head. I mean, poof. Anyway, Vasudev is doing his best to talk him out of it, and he's buying time, and he's talking, and he's giving philosophy and different reasons and arguments, trying to distract Kamsa from doing, but it wasn't working. It just wasn't working. Kamsa was still having the sword in his hand. But Vasudev was known as a saintly person. Oh, Vasudev was learned in scripture. Vasudev was not only learned in scripture, but Vasudev was known as one who could control the mind. Oh, the mind. The mind is more difficult to control than the wind. The mind, chanchalam himana krishna. Oh, restless is the mind. Oh, the mind takes you here, the mind takes you there, the mind takes you everywhere. Don't mind. Right? Oh, that mind. You have a mind also. Me too. Ooh, the mind. It's all in the mind. The mind creates all these things, right? I want it. I need it. It's the greatest. It's what I always wanted. My dream fulfilled. These old hungry eyes have told us many lies. It's the real thing. No, it's not. It's illusion. It's false. But the mind is coloring it. The mind is painting it. You're in love. You cannot see any faults. Idealizing. Oh, here he is, the prince. Yes. He has cauliflower ears. You cannot see. He has. And your children will also have cauliflower ears. What can I say? Anyway, doesn't matter. Right. Yes. You are in illusion. You are carried away by dreams. You are coloring the day by paint. Oh mind, what are you doing? You're painting reality and making it into something it's not. Oh, and I want to believe it. I want to believe it. I want it so bad. I really want to believe it. Ah, this is Maya. This is illusion. Yes. What to do? The illusory energy at work. So, in this way. But Vasudev was not controlled by the mind. Rather, he controlled his mind. He was in control of himself. He could say no. Vasudev was someone who would just say no to the mind. In the Bhagavatam, the mind is described as a co-wife. When you have more than one wife, it's complicated. You might think, more than one, yay, not bad. But it's trouble because there's no peace when you have more than one. And, you know, and the one you're not with, that one's making trouble. Obvious. Have you thought about that? Obvious, you know. They are breeding, like, you know. So, it said the mind is like that. Or the mind is like a child. Imagine you have a child, and you're with a child, and you've come to the program this evening with a child. And somehow or other, you got to keep this child sweet. Right? Whatever it is. You know, I mean, you have brought coloring books, maybe even an iPad. You have brought anything, you know, a tablet to keep this, maybe also a sleeping pill, whatever can keep the child quiet, you know. Somehow or other, you have to keep that child under control. Right? It's too much. Because it's ice cream or ice cream. Right? You know? You got that one? It's either ice cream or ice cream. Right? Until I get the ice cream. Anyway, so it's a whole thing, looking after these children. So the mind's like a child, living with a child. Yeah? Our mind is just childish. It's totally childish. Really. I want it. Shut up, you know, it's okay. So, but shut up doesn't work, right? It doesn't work, you know. So then you have to say, no, you have to distract it. Say, no, it's okay. See, it's nice there. Oh, yeah. So this is what we do with the mind. So like, when there's something not so nice, then we try to distract. So constantly working with this mind. Who can say no to the mind? A rare person. Even they may be all dressed up, you know, in shining orange, right? As an emblem of renunciation, right? There's not many of them, but a few, right? But can they say no to the mind? Can anyone say no to the mind? Oh, the mind. Look. The mind is connected to the senses. And the eyes see something. It's good. God, that looks good. Yes. It's real. So, in this way, it's not easy. It's not easy to say no. It takes power. Vasudev, therefore, was very powerful. Kamsa had arms, you know, like these big ones, you know, like one of those guys, big muscles on the street, a chest like this, you know, bare-chested, big arms, you know. People would cross the street when they'd see Kamsa walking down the sidewalk. Watch out, you know. Cross to the other side. That kind of a guy. But Vasudev was a man of quality. Vasudev was a man of purity. Vasudev was a man of saintliness. And because of that, Vasudev was a man of compassion. Vasudev was a man of kindness. Vasudev was a man who was ready to somehow or other do something for the benefit of all others. So Vasudev was trying to control the wild mind of Kamsa, who was on the animalistic platform, ready to kill his sister. Right, not thinking of anything. I mean, it's pretty grows. I mean, of course, I admit there have been moments in my family that I've thought of killing my sister. When we had a serious fight, the thought did cross my mind, but I would have never, even then, you know, I wasn't going to take it serious. You know, I would have never done such a thing, not to my sister, no way. I just visited my sister and it was very nice. So, no, I would never do such a thing. But Kamsa, no hesitation, animal, not a human being. An animal. But there are many such two-legged animals who walk around disguised like human beings with all the attributes, but who in their heart are animals. Because there's no sense of compassion. No. Huh? An animal can just eat another animal. It's like, you know, just like that. No compassion. Yeah. So, in this way, we can see the stereotypes. We can see Kamsa, we can see Vasudev. Anyway, in the end, Vasudev pacified. He pacified Kamsa by telling Kamsa, all right, you have nothing to fear from this woman. It's her children. And I promise you that I will bring all the children that are born from this marriage to you. Now, Vasudev knew. Kamsa knew Vasudev's word was gold. So whatever Vasudev said, even Kamsa believed it. Whatever Vasudev said, Kamsa believed it. So when he said, I'll bring the children, Kamsa said, that pacified him. He put his sword down. Then all the words of Vasudev finally hit home. Yes, I'm a great hero, and what will people think if I would do such a thing? No, that's right, yes. They admire me for my great qualities, yes, indeed. Vasudev is right. I mean, no, I will not do such a thing on the day of my sister's marriage. No. But those children, they are mine, and I'll fix them. So the stage is set now. Krishna is on his way. Krishna will soon appear at midnight. Is the actual moment today. So Krishna's appearance is approaching, but first, there were so many others who took birth. One child after another, and each time when the child was born and the child cried, Kamsa's soldiers came and the king himself came and mercilessly killed the child. One after the other. Six children. The seventh child appeared in the womb of Devaki, and then that child was transferred to the womb of Rohini by Yogamaya. Yogamaya can do such things. Yogamaya can play with the material energy and make adjustments, so she could just take the child from one lady's womb and put it into another. But it looked as if Devaki, Vasudev's wife, it looked as if she had a miscarriage. Oh. Seventh child, a miscarriage. Then it was time for the eighth. And now, Kamsa was getting very worried. Vasudev and Devaki were kept in jail. They were chained to the wall. Chained to the wall. And then, at midnight, the child appeared. But not just the child, no. A fully adult form. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, appeared with four arms, a helmet bedecked with jewels, a yellow dhoti, a gem, the Kastuba gem, on his chest. In this way he appeared, his nails like mother of pearl, right? eyes, lotus eyes. That personality appeared fully dressed, fully grown in front of them, and was floating in the sky in front of their vision. That personality then took the form of a child. And then, Devaki was very, very worried. And somehow or other then, the chains came loose. And everyone in the palace was fast asleep. The doors opened. Vasudev took the child and walked away. And he just, and outside it was raining. Cats and dogs, they say. And the guards called, "Child born! Child is born!" And comes a heavy boots in the corridors of the jail, coming down towards the door. Yeah, it's open! And then there was Kamsa, ready! Where's the child? Where is it? Where is this child? There it is. And then Devaki said, "No! No! No! Don't kill this one! It's a girl!" Kamsa stood there. "A girl? A girl? The eighth child is a girl? I mean, what's a girl gonna do to me? Girl? You know, how's this girl gonna kill me? Nah, it can't be like that. But then again, you never know. Maybe a sneaky girl." You never know. So it's like, okay, you know. So he grabbed the girl by a leg and he took it and threw it against the wall. And that girl then transformed into Durga Devi, seated on a lion, 10 arms, holding weapons in the sky, and she, fully dressed with helmet and an outfit, saying, "Kamsa, you fool, don't you know, the child that will kill you has already taken birth elsewhere on the planet, and now, you, what will you do?" And Kamsa stood there. Durga is the deity of the material energy personified. Durga, the material energy. If you worship Durga, you get the money. And money is the honey. And therefore, you know, Kamsa had been worshipping Durga faithfully for a long time. Yes, he had made many offerings. Many, many offerings to Durga Devi. And here she is, Durga. Durga is talking like this, that this personality who will kill me is already appeared somewhere else. Well, it was a drama. Yeah. That was the night. So it was a night and a half, you can say, right? Say the least, right? So the next morning, Kamsa met with all his ministers. Now, the ministers, they were saying, "Well, you know, this is indeed a problem, King Kamsa. But, you know, the child is somewhere else. Gosh, you know. And we have no idea where the child is. Of course, somewhere this child must be kept in hiding. Now, we all know that it's not so easy to hide a child, right? Because sooner or later they start singing, if you know what I mean. Sooner or later they produce that sound that goes through 3 walls and you can still hear it, right? Sooner or later they start like... I won't do it. I can. But it's unbearable and I don't want to do it to you this evening. So... how to hide a child? Not so easy. Therefore the minister said, "We will simply kill all the children that have been born in the last months. Every single one of them. Dead ho gaya." Yeah, mar jayega. Yeah,
bilkul.
Ekdam. Khatam karwa denge. Yes, we will finish them off. Ah, jarur, pakka. Yes, we'll do a good job, said the ministers. Ah. So the ministers were ready to take action, and they said, yes, we'll just kill all the children from that have taken birth in this last period. So they arranged how to do it. Yeah. So there is a specialist. You know, if you need to get something done, you go to a specialist. Huh? Ah, yes. If it's serious, you go to a specialist. If it's just a casual thing, some general practitioner will do. But if it's serious, you go to the specialist. Everybody knows. So, Putana. Putana was a witch who was like quite expert. She was very fond of drinking the blood of little children. Tasty. She had pointed teeth. She would fly in the sky. Sometimes it said she would fly on a bunch of branches. Sometimes you see these houses, I don't know if they do it in Slovenia also, but the ladies put a broom outside next to the door. Have you seen that? Huh? Have you seen it in Slovenia also? Suspicious. Highly suspicious. It's not a rumor. It's not a rumor that they fly on these brooms, right? It's confirmed. Putana. Putana was flying in that way. But other times she would take the form of a black bird and just fly like that. Long distance to the sky. Oh yes. Putana. Putana could take any form she wanted. And why not take a very beautiful form? Everything was there, right? All the right things in the right places. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Putana looked really stunning, you know. I mean, when a lady is very beautiful, right? When she comes in the room, then the whole room is looking at her, right? The men all like, the ladies are all scanning her at one glance and says, she has O legs, right? Anyway, so, like this, you know, Putana was had taken the form of a very beautiful woman. Krishna was now in Vrindavan. Krishna was now taken care of by Yasoda. Mm-hmm. And it was then that Putana came, but she chose a special day. Once a year, all the residents of Vrindavan would have to go to Mathura to pay the tax. Tax and milk products and so many things, right, had to be delivered to the king. So all the men were gone that day. They had all gone to Mathura. So only old men left and children and women, right? All the women. And Putana came. All the old men were just like, whoa. What am I seeing? The old men were beyond themselves. Even the ladies were thinking, she must be a goddess. I mean, it's not possible. Such beauty is not found on earth. It's not possible. She must be a goddess from some higher planet. She must be. And in this way, and naturally, this goddess must have come to meet Krishna. Because after all, he is such an exalted personality that even the demigods can come to visit Krishna. Oh yes, dear goddess, welcome, welcome. Yes, yes. Oh yes, I've come to see the child Krishna. Oh, please. please, please, come, come inside. Come, come, come. And Putana had smeared this nasty, deadly poison on her nipple. And when she saw the baby, she said, ah. But Krishna, when she saw the child, for a moment, she felt fear. For a moment, she felt fear, and she thought, this child is so powerful, he can kill the entire universe, if he so desires. And then, she said, nonsense, nonsense, what's my mind? Krishna closed his eyes. She put him on the nipple, and Krishna began to suck the poison, and Putana was at a moment of ecstasy. He's sucking the poison. But not only was he sucking the poison, he was also sucking the milk. And oh yes, he was also sucking the milk from her breast. But not only was he sucking the poison and the milk, he was also sucking out her life. And Putana could no longer bear the pain. She tried to pull the child off her breast, but he was holding on with his tiny little hands like anything and squeezing so hard. It was so painful. She couldn't bear it, and she tried to pull him off, and she just tried to run away and ran out of the house. And as she was running, she could no longer keep that disguise, and she grew in size and took an enormous form of an enormous Rakshasi, 20 kilometers. That was her original form. She was rather on the tall side. You know, I mean, 20 kilometers. And then what happened was that she ran to the edge of Vrindavan, and there she fell. She fell dead and crashed on the ground in the favorite fruit orchard of Kamsa. And crushed all the trees. The end of the story. To be continued. What else will happen? Right? Putana was defeated. But Kamsa not yet. What else would Kamsa think of? What else would his vicious minister advise to be done? Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. There is more to come. But we have used up the time for this lecture now. And so, therefore, somehow or other, it must come to an end. But there is so much more, so many more flavors and tastes, so many more wonderful activities this evening that, and then, at midnight, the moment, the real moment that Krishna appeared, the moment of mercy, that's when the full power of the mercy is present. So we are going to midnight. Nobody can come home before. We're going to lock the doors. We're not letting you out. No way. No. We got to stay. Because today is Sri Krishna Jamashtami. Thank you very, very much. Sri Sri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Sri Sri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. And then you do the Radhe Shyam.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Original. This is his culture, actually. The place where he is from, this is how they greet and how they call out, or how they end the ecstasy. So this was not imitation. This was the original, a real thing.
Sukriya.